If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to it up.
Hoist it up.
And by hoist you mean to
raise it.
Or
lift it.
It up. Mm-hmm. All right. If you were talking about something heavy like this machinery, you use the word
hoist.
But if you're just talking about picking up something like a pillow or a book, you say, I just
pick it up.
Or
raise it or lift. Lift it up.
All right. I want to thank you for taking your time and being so nice to answer my questions and help us to gain some insight into the ways that people in this area speak and the different terms that they use. And since I was raised in this area too, it's been interesting to me to hear some of the expressions that I've heard used and that I don't hear used anymore living in the city. And I'd just like to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I hope I've been of help.
I'm sure you have. And before we close our conversation, is there anything else about the community or the area here, about its history and things that happened in this community that you would like to share with us?
Well, a lot of times you like to know how a county was started, so I might go back to the time of the Cherokee Indians, because all of Habersham was once property of the Cherokee Indians, and the Cherokee Indians were a branch of the Iroquois Indians that came west from Mississippi and settled in this section, and they were considered fierce fighters, and they expelled and exterminated all the other tribes that were living in this area. And there were farmers as well as hunters that had permanent settlements. And they were the most highly cultured of the Indian Indians of the United States. And because the white settlers were wanting this land, they were driven, the Indians were driven from their homes and were sent to Arkansas. And Clarksville is the county seat of Habersham. It was incorporated in the year 1823. And I might say a little bit about Kenia. It was formerly known as Rayburn Gap Junction, and but the little town that was the little town was called Blaine, and later it was changed to the name of Kenia for a girl called a woman, a wife of a railroad employee called Kenia Barrow. And it was incorporated in 1887. And we had a normal school institute here, and it was a boarding school. And students from all around came to Kenia because there was a noted educator called A.E. Booth that was head of the school here for many years. And this was around 1900.